So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
And welcome everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. Today is February 14th, it's Valentine's Day. Hope you're having a good Valentine's Day, and if you're not, life will get better, I'm pretty sure of it. You get out of it what you put into it, and being single's not that bad, is it? And being married's not that bad, is it? Whichever side of the fence you're on, sometimes you think the other side is better, and then you get onto the other side, and it's no better at all. But life does get better, that's the thing. But it only gets better when you know what you're aiming for, and that's why we do these Mindset and Hustle shows. Welcome to the Mastermind Group if you're a first-time watcher. And if you're watching the replay as well, thank you for watching. Just drop me a like, drop me a hello, let me know that you're in the house, and my comments will come up on the side of my screen there. So in today's session, I want to talk to you about you having fun when you should be working. Oh, yes, we know that old chestnut, don't we? If you're self-employed, the feelings of guilt, like guilt is something I've always struggled with, especially with my kids and that kind of thing, and I still struggle with it today. And I also struggled, past tense, with it in my business. And the reason why I struggled with it in my business is that, for example, this morning I went and played basketball. I spent a good 2 hours playing basketball, shooting a basket, loads of fun, and I did not feel guilty at all. And the reason I didn't feel guilty at all is that I have a whole team of people that are there dedicated to deliver the products that we sell. All right, so let me just say that again in case it kind of, because this bit's really important. I've got a whole team of people that are there to do the delivery of the product, or the product delivers itself. So the property sourcing training delivers itself. I don't have to do anything. The cross creation training delivers itself. I don't have to do anything. I've built the asset. Remember, an asset is something that puts money in your pocket. Okay. I've built the asset. Didn't cost me anything to build it. It now costs me like $40 a month subscription, by the way, but we make a lot more than that coming in anyway from the sales of that. But there's no delivery of that product. So I mentioned this. I was at a friend's house a couple of weeks back on a Sunday. And while I was there, we made two sales, £54. Awesome. Didn't have to do anything. Didn't have to rush off to the computer and let them into the group. I don't have to do anything. It's all automated. And that's what we want for you. I don't feel guilty about that because that product is being delivered electronically because it's 2020, folks. We've got robots on Mars. I don't know if you noticed this. Elon's flying a spaceship a week, it seems, right now. It's 2020. You don't have to be the one to deliver all the stuff all the time. You can wrap that up into some sort of course. I've got a little banner here somewhere. Let's put that on. You can wrap it up into a little course, and you can create assets that puts money in your pocket when you're sat on the beach. I've just got an email this morning saying that they were inspired by the fact that they can do that, and they're just about to buy the course. They've not bought it yet, but they sent me an email to say that they're going to buy it. And I love that stuff because it is inspiring. And just a normal person can create a course, and you can sell that course, and you can sell as many or as few as you want, and you still make money. But the second aspect there is that we have a full team of people for the digital content business. You know, we've got graphic designers, we've got video editors, we've got copywriters, we've got people who schedule all the content. They're working. I'm shooting basketball with my friend Richard. That's what I love about this. And so actually systemizing and automating part of a business so that it will free up time for you to go and do the things that you really enjoy, that's the bit that makes a difference right there. And if you're right now having to work all the time, and if you don't do the thing doesn't get done, you're going to burn out. You're going to have a problem. You're going to get fed up. You're going to be divorced. You're going to be fat. I know you're not allowed to use the word fat anymore, are you? Because we're politically correct. You're oversized for your height. Is that the right way of saying it? I'm no good at being politically correct. I'm dreadful at it, in fact. It's one of my charms. But you need to be systemizing parts of your business that you can outsource to other people to get them to do, and then you just check in on their work, or you employ someone that checks in on their work, which is exactly how we do it. So you've got that. But then most people still don't go and do the things that they really enjoy. I'm looking really red today, by the way. I've literally been back an hour, red hot shower, and I'm still kind of out of breath from playing basketball for 2 hours. But you, most people still don't allocate that time to go and doing exactly what they want. It's just crazy. Instead, they just get more stuff to do for their business. And they're still working 60, 70 hours. So, and just to put it into context, this week, I've just downloaded Funnel Hacking Live notes. I've got like 150 pages of Funnel Hacking Live notes to go through and make my own notes. That's fine. So I've got that this week. We're going through one training course on one particular product, and we're going through another training course where I'm actually watching the training courses on a different product. And we're putting all this together so it all goes in so that it can improve my business, which in turn then helps improve other people's businesses. So what it allows me to do, when I go off and play basketball, when I come back, I'm hungry to do work. And this is the bit I need you to understand right now. This is the reason why you should go and play more, whatever that means for you. Okay? It could be swimming. It could be ice skating. The whole point here is that when you come back, you are incredibly efficient. You're like this, okay, I've got to do this. Let me explain why this is. You know when you're going on holiday, you know the day before you go on holiday, especially the night before on holiday, you get like a week's worth of stuff done, don't you, within that first hour, you know, within the last couple of hours of before you go to bed. You are the most efficient machine on the planet. You're even looking for extra stuff to do because you're so efficient. But when you have the whole week, nothing gets done. This is why you need to go out and play more and do whatever it is you need to do more, because when you get back from doing that or before you go out, you're very, very efficient. And your efficiency rating goes through the roof, okay? Whereas when you have a month to do everything, it takes a full month. When you've got 4 hours to do something before you're going ice skating, you fill everything into that 4 hours that you possibly could and you become incredibly efficient. Now, a conversation I just had with a client of mine this morning. We need to speak today, and we're going to speak at 2:30. But the conversation went like this. We were talking about sales funnels, and I need to get on the phone because I want to break down the sales funnel a little bit more so we can delve into it and improve it. And I'm like, so let's speak. And she's like, yeah, let's speak. And so she said, what about 11? I'm like, nope, can't do 11. I'm playing basketball. And she's like, okay. So I said, how about 1 o'clock? And she's like, no, I can't do 1 o'clock. I'm ice skating. Anyway, we've settled on 2:30. But the point here is that we're so busy doing all our fun stuff, we actually found it quite difficult to schedule a business call. That's how you want your life to be. You don't want it to be where every single hour is work, work, work from the minute you get up to the minute you close your eyes. Now, I know Elon does this. If my eyes were open, I'm working. I get that. Is he on divorce number 3? He's a highly divorceable person, I would suspect. But I know he's been through quite a few separations. You don't want that. Unless you do want that, that might be a thing. I don't know. But most people don't want that. Most people want to be able to see the kids at weekends still and not have the wife or the husband leave them because we're working so many hours. But this is about you finding balance between the amount of work that you've got to get done and the amount of fun that you've got to have. And it's important that we talk about this on Valentine's Day, because if you're not having date night every Wednesday night, you're going to have problems in your relationship. Everything else. So like we just recorded a video this morning. We talked about non-negotiables. Basketball for me on a Friday morning, 10 till 12, 9:30 to 11, 2 hours is one of my non-negotiables every single week. We've played it for the last 6 months. Every Friday, I'm either ill, overseas, or I'm on the basketball court. Whatever, it's a non-negotiable. Every Wednesday night, you should be having date night. That should also be a non-negotiable. Oh, well, no, I've got to work over. No, it's date night. Yeah, you're right. I'll cancel working over. It's date night. You've got to start allocating your time to your relationship. Otherwise, you won't have that relationship. Or the relationship that you have isn't one that you really want to continue to have. This is about you having fun whilst you're building a business. I know you've got to work a lot of hours to build the business and to get a business up and running and moving. It takes a lot more than a business that's already up and running. So I get that there's a, you know, if we were to bell curve it, there's a big time curve here at the front, and then it should peter down as you start to bring team members in. Unfortunately, when people bring team members in, they don't trust the team members, they don't train them up, they don't check what they're doing, of constantly checking on what we're doing. And so they might as well do it themselves. That's not why we have team members. So we've got our content coordinators, and they deal directly with clients from a content point of view. And so all that work gets done. We've systemized the business to operate like that. That's how it's supposed to work. I bring on the clients because my job is on the conversion, attracting clients in and converting them. And then it's a content coordinator's job to deliver that product. Okay. Very rarely do I get involved then with delivery of the product, unless it's much more high level in terms of, let me look at your sales funnel. I want to see where the gaps are. What are your lead magnets? Where are you pulling people in from? What's the path, the journey path that client is supposed to take? I want to know all that. So that's why I get involved. But I don't get involved in team meetings. Well, we're going to have 18 images of this and 17 videos of this. And we're going to do, I don't get involved in that. That's low level stuff for the team to get involved with. But if you're self-employed and you're working for yourself, you're doing everything. And you've got no time for fun, you've got no time for exercise, you've got no time for date night, or if you're single, date night is actually having a date with some random person, not like you just pick them off the street, but through Match or friend of a friend, blind dates, whatever it is that happens to work for you. Let me get rid of that. So this is the key here, is that if you're not systemizing your business, you can't do all this extra stuff. You are going to have a divorce and a separation, and you're going to be overweight, and you're going to be incredibly unhealthy. I just played basketball for 2 hours, and I can feel it because I'm still not as fit as I want to be, but I'm not as fit as I want to be because it's my decision not to get my lardy ass to the gym, not that because I don't enjoy it, okay? Not that I haven't got the time. I have got the time. It's just not high up enough for me in terms of importance. By the way, when we get to summer, it will be high up because I need to get this lardy ass down to 10% body fat, as if, or 14 would be nice. Not that I am now. I'm not going to tell you what I am now. We've got a comment coming through. Let's just see. Hey, so Tony is in the house. Hey, Tony, hope you're well. You had a good week this week. I know you guys are selling out your trainings. Congratulations on that. Tony is one of our, and Tina, of course, is one of our content clients. They're doing very, very well. We've helped them grow their group from 2,000 people to it's at least 5,000 people. How many people you've got in your group now? And their target is to get that way up this year. So that's fabulous. We've got somebody else on. I don't know who you are. Just said hello. Give me your name. That would be nice. But I love the fact that people are listening and taking on board the content and then implementing and getting results. It's really, really important that you do that. Let me get rid of that. There we go. What are you stuck on this week that I can help you with for next week? So we've got the business growth show on Monday. We've got property cash flow show on Wednesday. And then we've got the mindset and hustle show on Friday. And so this is the thing about the mindset and hustle show. I'm not into hustling 24/7. I'm not Gary Vee. And Gary Vee says, hustle, hustle, hustle. He also says patience. And the two things are conflicting for me. It's an oxymoron. How can you hustle, 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 but then have patience? It doesn't work for me. Plan, 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 do the right work, right? And have patience and do it. But it's like everything has to be balanced. And what I find with people is that they have a massive imbalance with whatever they're doing. And I'm very much like that. I'm either 100% on or I'm 0% off. And I get that too. But life is not 100% on or 0% off. It's a game of balance. So like the fitness thing, I was doing the maths as I always do. It's 24 hours in a day. If you do 1 hour every day, that is 0.25% of your day. Think about that for a second. If you go on date night once a day, okay, and you spend 2 hours on that date with your partner, hopefully it's your partner and not somebody else's partner who's married. Hopefully it's your partner. If you do 2 hours every single day, that is 0.5% of your day that you're spending with your partner going out on a date. If you go out on a date Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that's crazy. That is 0.5%. It's actually slightly less, but it's 0.5% of your day spent with your partner investing in your partner. Isn't that crazy? Now, if we do that, let's do the maths on this. I've probably done it wrong, actually. Let's just do it. 2 hours divided by 24 times 100. Oh, it's 8.3%. My mistake. 168 hours in a week. If you spend 2 hours divided by 168, 58 times 100 is 1.1% in a week. Don't know where I got my maths from. So imagine that date night, 2 hours every single week is 1.2% rounded. 1.2% of the whole amount of time allocated. And people go, oh, we should have date night. And oh, I'm too busy. It's 1.2%. Okay. That's it. For 2 hours out of the entire week. And don't get me wrong, if you're sleeping 7 hours times seven is 49 divided by 168. You're sleeping for 30% of your life every single week. It's like you've got to work out where your priorities are. Let me just have a look. Tony's just saying, busy week as usual. Almost at 6,000 members. Me and Tina are going to have a chat about that, about what else we can do to drive more traffic into that as part of the content stuff that we do. So I need to get Tina booked in for that. Let's see. Thanks for your hard work so far. Thank you. I don't know who you are. Please give me your name. Always helpful. Much appreciated. I love you guys coming on and giving feedback because it means people are actually listening to the stuff. We got a couple of reviews in this morning on the Property Sourcing Training. Some amazing reviews, actually. Thank you so much for those. Totally appreciate them. From a mindset point of view, the reviews really, really help. Let me just see. The review said, this is a brilliant training part. It has everything you need to get started and more. It's easy to understand and digest and gives you the knowledge you need, jumping off points of this. There's so much content. I've found this before. I spent hundreds of on other training courses. Absolutely recommend it to everyone. You literally cannot go wrong. Thank you, Daniel, for making this training so accessible and valuable. Thank you for buying it. You know, hey, Sunday. Sunday's in the house. There we go. Let's put that one. It's me, Sunday. Welcome, Sunday. Now, Sunday is the name of the chat, by the way, not the day of the week, but it is also a day of the week. So where are we up to? So this is about you having fun at the same time that you're building your business. I don't know what fun is for you. Let me get rid of that one from Tony. Oh, that's the latest one. That was great content from you, Dan. Thank you, Tony. But we've got to get fun back into our lives. It's so easy to just be blinkered and work, work, work. And it's so easy. You know, one of the greatest things I love, by the way, is going to the cinema on a Monday morning. More difficult to do here in Spain because it's all in Spanish and I don't understand it. But when I go to England, I love going on my own, go to the cinema, big Coke and popcorn for breakfast, love that. But you've got bowling you can go to. There's all sorts of different things that you could go to during the day when it's quiet and you're the only person there or the only couple that's there. I love that. And that's what you should be doing. You should be allocating time. And I know that you're busy and I know that you've got a million things to do, but this is the crazy thing, is that out of all the million things you've got to do, if you do that million things, do you know what's behind the million things? Another million. This is like fractals. You know, if you zoom in on a fractal, you can keep zooming in forever. It's like pi. Pi, 1.141, doesn't stop, okay? No one's ever got to the end of pi. And you running a business is exactly the same. I'm not talking rhubarb and crumble pie here. I'm talking 1.1, you know, circumference of the circle stuff. It's never ending. And you running a business is also never ending. And so you can start your business at 20, you can finish it at 80, and you ain't finished. And you've missed out on all this stuff. Yesterday, I went to read Wonky Donkey at my child's school. And so there's four or five kids. And I read the book, and we're doing hee-haw. It's very funny. We've got pictures. It was very funny. And I'm doing it, you know, I'm reading the book, I'm doing hee-haw with the kids, these random kids who have no idea. I was very uncomfortable. It's not my, I don't mind teaching adults, teaching kids is not my thing. But I spent an hour doing that just before I went and picked up my daughter. That's wonderful. I loved doing it in the end. I was very nervous. I was sweating a little bit, you know, but I really enjoyed doing it. And like, there's still a million things that I need to do in my business. But what's better than going to read to your child? She was so proud of dad coming into her school. That's my dad. That's my daddy. So proud. You know, what's that compared to the business? I know you're busy at business and I know that you've got a billion and one things to do. But behind that billion and one is another billion. Behind that billion and one things to do, yet another billion. You've got to find this time to allocate for you to have some fun in your life. Because if not, you blink. Your kids have grown up. They've left the roost. You're nearly 80, you're on your last legs, you can't go paddle surfing, you can't go bowling because you put your back out every time, you can't go golfing because the swing injures your knee every time. go fit it in. Time management takes place here as well, by the way, because without time management, you can't allocate it. All my stuff, I've got a list here, I'm not going to show you, but I've got a list here of stuff for me to do. All that gets allocated onto my time management, and everything gets done. And if it doesn't get done, it gets allocated to somebody else to do it, or it gets allocated next week. But everything is mapped out from a time management point of view, so I know where I'm supposed to be, what I'm supposed to be doing, and I can fit in all this extra stuff, like the basketball every Friday, which is one of the non-negotiables. Anyway, that will do us for today. I hope that's useful for you. I hope you can join me on Monday. If you've got any questions about business growth, put them in. Let me know them. And I should really start pinning something at the top so people can start adding their questions onto it. I think that's something that we'll put in so that we've got actual questions that we can answer people where you're stuck. We can answer them live. Other than that, have a great weekend. Make sure you book something in for yourselves. Have some fun. And we'll catch up with you on Monday. My name's Dan Latta. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.